So James is here, and James is here to explain what happened yesterday and tell you what you can do. And also, his show is coming up today at the 9 a.m. hour, 9 a.m. Thursdays and Sunday mornings. So, James, tell them what happened and what they can do.
Okay. So, YouTube suddenly decided that they're tackling so-called hateful content, and somehow they think that you're hateful content. They took down a couple of videos and called them hate speech when you were, like, denouncing hatred. And they demonetized you, and demonetization means that you cannot have advertisements play on your videos, meaning that even conservative companies that want to support you, want to advertise on your show, they can't. And you can't get super chats, so no more super chats, and some other things. And we can appeal it in 30 days, supposedly. But the way that you can support us, despite not being able to give super chats, is by going, the best way is going to rebuildingtheman.com and just donating there. We also have Patreon, of course, Jesse Lee Peterson Patreon page, which you can donate there. And we have DLive still. DLive does take donations.
So DLive, Patreon, and rebuildingtheman.com. So yep. You still can donate, folks.
Yeah.
And so yesterday they had something called Adpocalypse.
Adpocalypse.
What does that mean?
So this is like the second so-called Adpocalypse, because they demonetized. They said a whole bunch, in general, like most of our videos are called not advertiser friendly by them. And this is the second time that they've done it, and they've gotten even more strict. And the whole reason it is, it's like a play on words of apocalypse. Meaning end of the world stuff. And adpocalypse is like banning advertisements, but also super chats and all that other stuff.
They seem to be doing it to a lot of conservatives now.
Yeah, especially conservatives, because they're liberals and they think that the conservatives have a lot of hate speech when they're the hateful ones. But
amazing. Yeah. So what do you think about all this?
I don't know. I think it's ridiculous, but it's to be expected. And I hope they change. I hope it changes back, but I don't know. It would be nice if they did, because it would be only fair. But whatever. It forces us to expand in other ways. Like, we can set up Streamlabs, and we can set up other things like PayPal and all that other stuff. I think we already have that. So we'll start including. I think we already have some links, PayPal links, in the description of YouTube anyways. So
I thought about this. And when I was growing up and up until these last however many years in America, you would naturally agree and disagree. And people understood that.
Yeah.
It's the way it used to be, because you have both sides going on. And so excuse me, you would naturally have disagreement and agreements. And it was just normal, because you want to deal with the issues. You got to deal with the issues, right?
Yeah.
But these people who are doing this demonetizing on YouTube are not the only one that does that. I mean, even in the conservative world and Christian world, or even in familyships and some friendships, if you don't act and say what people want you to act and say,
yep,
then they would discriminate against you too.
True.
They cut you off, abandon. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the liberals who are doing it to the conservatives. I've seen it over and over again, to my surprise. Christians do it to Christians, because even in the Christian community, if you don't believe exactly like they believe, for example, a lot of Christians believe that Jesus is God.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe Jesus is God, it's hell to pay. You cut off from religion.
Right.
Or if you don't believe that you can't sin.
No, if you believe that you, the ones, if
you don't believe
emotion.
That you can't sin as a Christian,
oh yeah,
you cut off from the Christians who do sin. Or if you happen to say something, what they would call mean or whatever, to one another, then they stop coming to a meeting or stop participating.
Yeah.
So it's not, for some reason, it's not talked about how conservatives do it to conservatives, Christians do it to Christians, but it's talked about how the liberals do it to the Republicans, or the conservative, they do it to the conservative, but it's left out that they do the same thing to each other.
Yeah.
So not only do the liberals do it to conservatives and Christians and stuff like that, Christians do it to Christians and conservatives.
Right.
If you don't fit in their box.
Good point.
Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't there a woman that was thrown out of the that conservative forum that they have in Washington, D.C. every year?
Laura Loomer at CPAC?
Yeah. Wasn't she thrown out?
Yeah, there were quite a few people thrown out.
And that was because she doesn't fit the mold.
Right.
She doesn't act and say what they say, even though she is a conservative. She doesn't do it their way, so you got to go.
Right.
In America today, there is no freedom to be different.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never imagined that something like that would happen in life. Like with me, I don't care what you think.
Meaning that. I said, I know that.
Meaning that I welcome agreements and disagreements, and I want to hammer it out, and let's reason. Let's get together, reason about it, you know, mm-hmm. why you think this way, why you believe, why I think and believe. And then maybe somebody can help somebody. But if you're going to cut off disagreement just like that, imagine if Jesus had cut off disagreement just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like with the woman that was a sinner. And they were about to stone her. She mm-hmm. had, what was she? She had sex with a lot of men or something?
Yeah, something like that. She was caught in adultery.
And the slut maker was about to stone her. The slut maker about to stone the slut, right?
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there holding all these rocks, acting all holy. And they're like, well, Jesus, what would you do? We have a slut here. And Jesus said, well, let the first slut maker that has not been a slut maker throw the stone at the slut. And they all dropped the rock down and walked away. Suppose Jesus had not stood up for what was right and just taken the side of the slut makers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The point is, everybody at some point are in a fallen state. Some arise, some overcome it. But if you're not allowed to communicate about the fallen state and how to overcome it and why, what's the point?
Makes sense.
Why don't the conservatives and Republicans be honest that they do it to each other, too?
I don't think that they're thinking about that. I bet you it doesn't cross most of their minds.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And then if liberals don't like conservatives saying a certain thing, the conservative become afraid, the Christian too.
Right.
And they won't have that person back anymore because they don't want they don't want the attack from the liberals.
Right.
So they are really working with the liberals and they work against one another.
Yep.
It's the darndest thing I ever seen.
That's fear for you.
Man.
I noticed that you don't really censor yourself. Like, you don't hold back, because the stuff that you say is very non-politically correct. But when you think about it, you're just saying what you think.
Right. I'm saying the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this YouTube thing that we were talking about?
Yeah.
What is it, YouTube?
Yeah, it's YouTube.
Is it privately owned or government, partly government paid for?
I don't
know. Is it a private company?
I don't know. Because it's so, I don't understand all that stuff.
Oh.
It started out as a private company, right? Obviously, I think.
It was started by a private person with their own money.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it started.
Yeah.
And then that they started getting money from the government at some point.
That I don't know. That I know. I think that they're, you know, Google, they're owned by Google, which is publicly traded, which I don't know what that means. I don't think that that means it's government-owned, but it's owned by a bunch of shareholders as well as whatever, whoever started it.
Right. I believe that, a firm believer, that if you start your own business with your own money, and you're not getting cash dollars for it, then you have a right to let in whomever you want, or don't let them in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're not wrong. But if they're using our, if they're using our tax dollars to run the business, it's a different story.
Yeah.
I remember when the so-called civil rights movement was happening. I mentioned this before. And the blacks took it too far.
Right.
At first, they were protesting government buildings kind of thing, right? And then they went it deeper down into anger and hatred. They like, I don't want the white man to have nothing on his own. Even if he owned his own business, if he started it and doesn't receive tax dollars, I still want to go there. He still have to let me in. And so they start going into white cafes and sitting at the counter, feed me. And the white man was like, I don't want you in here.
Right.
And then they called it racist.
Uh-huh.
And tried to put the white man out of business. If somebody own a business or own their own home and they don't want you there, they have a right to that. And you don't have a right to be mad about it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing!
The funny thing is, though, they pretend to be fair. They pretend to be talking about discrimination. And then they're discriminating.
But no one in a fallen state is fair.
Yeah.
Neither liberals, Democrats, or conservatives.
Right.
Because just because you wear the name conservative, you still treat your own people the same way liberals treat them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you call everybody who has anger a liberal, because they're all like working together, like you just said earlier.
Yeah, they're working together and pretending that they're not. So you may want to respond to this first, okay, and then I'll respond to it.
All right.
Chad Warden, Warden, W-A-R-D-E-N.
Okay.
Ask, why would God let Jesse get censored?
I don't know. It sounds like a good challenge to get better. There's a lot of stuff that we're not doing that we could be doing to get even better. So it's a nice challenge.
What would you say, Joel, to that? If he asked you, if Chad Warden asked you, why God let Jesse get censored? What would you say?
I think James answered it pretty well. Then, you know, it's a challenge, and you learn how to work around it and not be affected by it.
Cute. I would say that God is not letting me get censored. I still can speak up. Even if I didn't have a microphone, I can go and still talk.
That's true. Those videos that they
I just can't. Maybe the owner of that particular thing say, you can't do it on my thing anymore, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm shut down. I still speak. I speak to myself. I speak to the rocks. I'm not censored at all. And this world is of Satan. And Satan's children going to do whatever they can, because the heart is wicked. Until you're born again, the heart is wicked, right? And so they're going to do what they can to stop it. And that's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean that I'm shut down by God.
Yeah. That's a good point. You said that your platform is your people's platform is their life, and then they're not living their lives right. Meanwhile, they're worried about getting silenced on Facebook and
right.
YouTube and stuff.
One monkey don't stop no show. Also, these things are expected from the children of the lie, even those on the right and the left who are children of the lie. I'm telling you, they treat you. I know so many people who have been censored, and they are conservative by other conservatives,
right?
By other Christians and by other Republicans. It don't just happen from the left.
Yep.
It happens from people who are in a fallen state. They may wear a nice name, but that doesn't mean who they are.
True.
And both of you guys made a good point, though. It is what it's supposed to do is. And bring out the best in you. You figure out, okay, fine, you can have your stuff. Let me figure out how I can get my stuff done.
Yeah.
It brings out the best in you. It's really not it's a challenge that brings out the best in you if you don't complain about it, worry about it, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity for independent platforms like Gab and Minds and others.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you bring out the best that's in you and, create too. Yep. Because they're not the only one that can create a way to do things.
True.
When I first started out, I was banned from a Christian radio show. Twice. But I just kept going. I mean, it's just a part of walking down the road.
Yep.
You're going to run into some potholes. But you just go over the potholes and keep going. God is with you. So they can give by going to Patreon, rebuildingtheman.com, mm-hmm. right? And what else? DLive.
We have PayPal, I think, in our linked in the description of the YouTube video.
All right.
Yeah.
So one monkey don't stop no show. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong, folks. So when evil attack you, that's not a moment for giving up or feeling like you lost or feeling whatever. Because God is the first in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. Your foundation is built on that. It's not built on what the world will give and take away from you. Because the world will give and take away from you.